Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Misiak. I have a question for you. Do you find yourself getting bored a lot? Like, oh man, I'm so bored. What am I going to do now? Or you need to fill lots of space. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't gotten bored in a long time. I don't remember the last time I was bored. Now, part of it has to do with me being a mom and my kids keep me hopping. At the same time, even when I have quiet time, in fact, I feel like I never get enough quiet time. I can have a lot of a me time. I love having downtime. I always just find like I have so much I could do in that time. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I just want to be. I love just staring out the window and looking at the mountains or the clouds moving by or going by the water. Oh, one of my favorite days was just sitting at the beach. It was a few years ago now. I remember I sit on the beach other times too, but the one I really remember is that I heard that there was orcas nearby, and I just remember sitting there all morning. And I thought about reading, but I just sat and listened to the waves. They make this really beautiful sound when they come over the rocks on that side of the ocean. And it was just so beautiful and breathtaking that I didn't even want to read a book. I just wanted to be present. And I find that the more I slow down and the more I just kind of allow things to be, I can realize when I'm out of alignment with my emotions, like when something's going on, or I'm just out of alignment with my flow of life. Like things are just not, I'm like, oh, something's going on. Like, what is it? It's when I'm busy and constantly on go that I overlook things. And this is why I love to have so much quiet time. I'm a very creative person, so I need some downtime to hear thoughts. One of my most amazing points that when I have flow and creativity is in the shower because of the water. So that's why I love being by the water. But the shower, like, I'll have some really amazing ideas in there. I'm like, oh yeah, this and this. I'm like, wow. So if you are finding yourself bored, it's really important to ask yourself what's going on there. Like, why are you bored? And I also want to share a quick story with you. And I know I share a lot of stories about my kids, but that's really, you know, they're in my life and they're a big part of who I am. But the other day, I think it was just over the weekend, I asked my son if he's picked out his clothes for the next day. Our household, we're not morning people, so we do as much as we can in the evening so we can set ourselves up for success in the morning. And he's like, no, it's getting my clothes out is boring. I'm like, okay. I'm like, so what makes it boring? Or it's like even better, like, do you have pants in your drawer? And it came down to, it wasn't boring, it was hard because all his clothes were in the dryer. So he did not have pants in his drawer to pick out. So he went from boring to, he used the word boring when what he really meant was it's hard. We can tend to use boring as this, you know, maybe we're running from our feelings or a situation in our life. We just don't really want to look at it. So we keep busy. Or even boring. I know I remember back in my early 20s or even mid 20s when if I wasn't doing something on the weekend, I didn't feel like I was living properly. For real. I was like, oh no. Like, so I thought it was boredom. But really what it was is I always thought I had to be out and doing things. And the truth is there are definitely times where I probably went out when I would have loved to have been in my PJs and curl up with a book or a movie in the evening instead of going out to the club. Because I'm not a big fan of people, like big groups of people and clubs and being all pushed and shoved when you're trying to dance. So that never brought me joy. Hanging out with friends, yes, but not the club. So I had this idea of like what I should be doing versus what I rather be doing. And a lot of the time the boredom factor comes in because it's a feeling then we're not quite sure what that is. So if you're ever bored, ask yourself, why am I bored? What's going on there? And then see what happens. You can either just ask yourself or you can journal if you love journaling. I really find putting it down in words can be really, really powerful. And you just ask yourself, like, write it out. Why am I bored? Or why do I think I'm bored? And then go from there. And if you truly are bored, but I really feel like it's deeper than that, like somewhere you think you should be doing something, but why do you think you should be doing something? That is the question. I would love to be bored again. I haven't been bored for, over 10 years, like probably 15, like I'm looking at close to 2 decades, I think now. I don't remember the last time I thought, oh man, I'm bored. Not a one. So embrace that feeling of bored. Like when you feel like, or when you think you say you're bored, or, you know, you say it out loud or you're thinking it, embrace that and be okay with saying that. Like there's nothing wrong with it, but dig deeper. Being bored or saying that you're bored, that's really good. And noticing when you do it is a big eye opener, because then you can look at it deeper and be like, why do I feel bored? Like, what's going on there? Because really, bored is a feeling, not a thing. So a lot of the time we say, you know, I'm bored, but it's like, why am I, like, I'm feeling bored. Like there's something going on there. So dig deeper, and it's totally okay, but it's showing up for a reason. So it's figuring out, like, where did you learn that sitting and doing nothing? And it's not even nothing half the time. Like, it can be, you know, looking out at the birds. Oh, man, I love slowing down and looking out the window, because then I spot the eagles in the trees. And it's just like, ah, it's so beautiful. Embrace boredom. When you slow down, you can really see the magic and the beauty around you. And now you might be freaking out right now or be like, ah, and then feel that. Be there for a minute. It's like, what feelings are you trying to hide from? Or what thoughts and what's going on there? Because like, I love quiet, just being. But if you don't, it might be that you're trying to like hide from something, or not even hide, but like just kind of just leave it there and not really look at it. And there's no, like, don't feel bad about this. I definitely have found myself there, you know, watching movies or TV nonstop to kind of numb out what's going on in my life, where I'm like, oh, I don't really want to deal with this situation right now. And there's going to be times and places where it's just too raw or too much all at once. And that's okay. However, it's the mindful part of it, knowing why you're doing it. It's like, okay, I just don't want to deal with this right now. I'm going to watch this. But there are times in life where we stay busy and we overplan and we're just packed to the seams because you either feel like you need to do all those things, or you're running from something. And I personally know this too, because I remember in my early 20s, like I was on go all the time. I had a couple jobs. I think I had 2 or 3 at one point. And then in between that, I would see friends and do this and that. I had no idea how I was feeling because I never slowed down. But now I slow down a lot. Even having 2 kids at home. One's 10 and the other one's almost 8. And I still find time to slow down because I know how important it is. So like I said before, embrace boredom. And then dive deeper into why you feel bored or think you're bored. Or if you're on the other side and you're not bored at all, or you don't have enough quiet time, and your schedule is packed to the brim where it's gonna bust, and you're running from one thing to the other, and you don't even have time to eat anything, Just dissect that a little. Maybe your schedule is just full. Maybe that is it. You know, having kids and doing things, you got a lot on the go. And for me personally as a parent, and I'm only speaking for me, this is my own personal thing because I personally believe you have to do what's right for you and you have to do what's right for your family and your situation. Everybody's different. So I'm just sharing my own personal experience, but I know for myself, I need a lot of downtime. And I also know from my own personal experience with my children that they need downtime. They don't need as much as me, but they do need a day, like their favorite day of the week is Wednesdays. Why? They have nothing on Wednesdays. It's their free day. I always make sure they have one day that they can just do whatever. It's like, go jump on the trampoline, go outside, like go have fun. It can be free. It can, you know, just chill, whatever they feel. But I find that society has us doing so much. I talk to parents and stuff all the time, and their schedules are so full that I actually feel stressed out listening to them. And that might be what works for them. But I personally know that my kids, like if we went on a go schedule like that, we wouldn't survive well. We'd be all grumpy at the end. I believe in allowing kids to be bored. And that's my own prerogative. This is not a parenting podcast, so I won't go into it too much, but it's being mindful of why you fill up your days. Or if you're on the side of boredom, like why you're bored. So there's two ways of going here. You're either busting at the seams. Your day is so full that you can't even breathe. You're like, did I eat lunch? Did I go to the bathroom? What's the day again? What's my name? You know, things like that. Or you're like, oh man, I'm so bored. You know, those are two extremes. And it's just being mindful. There's no judgment here at all. Not one. Like I said, there's other people that their schedules are much busier and there's no judging. It's just like, I'm like, oh, like I catch myself going, oh, should I be doing more? And I look at our day and our week and I'm like, okay, we are good. It's being mindful. I always want to make sure that I am not keeping my kids back, that it's not on me. It's a big thing about checking in. It's like, why don't I want my kids doing more? Or, you know, like why am I saying no to some of these things? And it's being very mindful that it's not just I'm putting my own stuff on there because it's really easy to be like, oh, I don't want to go to the house. So like, why would I have my kids go to the house? But it's being mindful of the schedules. And honestly, it does come down to like making sure that my husband and I don't pack ourselves so full that we also aren't taking care of ourselves. So it is really a whole package thing. So if it's not just you in your life, look at yourself, but then look at, you know, the people that are in your life with you and really be mindful of that as well. Of, you know, you get to know yourself and the ones in your life and do things that are on your terms. You know, focus on feeling good. If you're super stressed and busy or you're super bored, you know, there's somewhere in the middle there that you belong. Anyways, I said in a different episode about don't put yourself in other people's boxes. And I'm just going to re-say it because I think it's so important. I've been down that road myself where I just said when people say their schedules, I'm like, oh, should I be doing more? And I'm like, wait a second. That's what I'm basing on other people. So I take that all in and then I look at it and go, ooh, like, what's right for us and things like that. So I hit pause. I don't automatically, but it was just me hearing what other people are doing, right? And then it's like, oh, because you can fall into that comparison trap, comparing yourself to others. And that's where boredom can come in, where we're like, oh, but so-and-so is doing this or so-and-so is doing that. Or we're so full because we're trying to do all the things other people are doing. So it's just being mindful of why. Again, it all comes back down to why. Why are you bored? Why do you feel bored? Or why are you so busy? And you might just be downright busy and You know, it's like maybe getting some support or help along the way, because you don't need to do it all on your own. But just being mindful, like there's, like I said, no judgment here. I've been on both sides, the boredom and the fullness. And thankfully, I've usually are in the middle. I sometimes bounce to the busy. I know over Christmas break, the Christmas season was just insane, and I had to take a month to recover. And I know, like, I haven't been bored forever, though. That's been a long time. But I have been there. Once I have embraced the boredom, there is no boredom anymore, because I love alone time. But that just gets more comfortable with getting to know yourself and getting more comfortable with being by yourself and being alone. So I hope this has helped. And if you are embracing boredom, or you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored, one thing that just popped in my head before we end this episode is, if you want to like feel more comfortable with yourself, a good thing to do is go on a little date day with yourself. You know, go to a restaurant on your own, or go sit in the park and just do something just for you, something that you love. It could even just be a walk. And I shouldn't say just a walk, because a walk is amazing. And it's just doing something for you, by you, and having no distractions. I recommend no phone, but I personally don't always like suggesting that, because I personally will always have my phone on me. Because if I, you know, I like to just have that if I need to call my husband for a ride or things like that. If I get too far on a walk that I need to walk back, like I need to drive back. But I always have it turned off. My phone is on silent most of the time. So there's no beeps and notifications. So either leave your phone at home, or if you feel safer and just, you know, better with having a phone nearby, have it on silent and make a commitment to yourself that you won't look at it unless you absolutely need it for something. But I will never tell somebody to like leave a phone at home if they don't feel safe, because that doesn't feel right. Like if you're in a big city and you want to have a phone on you or things like that. For me, it's, you know, I actually like it for, I keep my phone with me too to take pictures, to be honest. The forest is so gorgeous and every day it changes. So I like to have my phone on me just to even take pictures. But if it's only for pictures, that's okay. But make a commitment and a promise to yourself not to be scrolling on social media or checking emails or things like that. Having a one-on-one date with yourself, and then that will help you feel more comfortable getting to know yourself. You can start small, but it's a really beautiful thing to do for you. And I say get outside of the house, because a lot of the time homes can be a distraction. I actually have made my office space this beautiful, loving place. I remember when I showed friends when they first came over, and their reaction was like, wow, it's so peaceful. I've surrounded myself. So whenever I need some alone time, I come in. I don't have to always work. I have my work in like a little area where I'm like, when I'm working, I know where everything is, but I don't need to necessarily be on work mode the moment I step into my office. It's just a peaceful place to be. So if I don't go for a walk or I get out, my office is like the place. So if you have a spot in your home too, you can do that. But getting out of the home is a really good thing too. And, you know, it's just having that little sanctuary in your house if you do have one. But you can also make outside, like nature, or even going to your favorite coffee shop, anything can be a place to be to get to know yourself better. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And I hope this has helped you in some way. Remember, be gentle and loving with yourself. But at the same time, be honest and open with yourself. If you would like other free resources, you can find them over on my website at jodymisiak.com. Thank you again for being here. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Talk to you later. Bye for now.